الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, brothers and sisters, Islam is the fourth day in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan starts just 4 days ago. Like a joke, today it is number 4 days. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala put barakah in our lives, bless all of us and strengthen our iman. Like you know, our this year's morning admonitions team is reviving. That is to talk about what? Tajdeed. At-tajdeed, revive. And inshallah ta'ala, this morning we'll be looking at something very important. How to handle our human natural quality. How to handle our human natural quality, which is weakness. Weakness. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who created us, knows us very well. One of the essential quality of man is the quality of weakness. I call it quality because it is a natural and beyond human control. And a man has been created weak, like Allah Ta'ala says in Quran 4 verse 28. As much as we created with weakness, we are also made to know about our weaknesses and what they are. An indication that these terminal weaknesses come from many strengths of us. The more one realizes his human weakness, the more one realizes his woman weakness, the more he can get the correct help from himself. He will get the absolute help that is needed, that is required for himself. Though the realizations of your weakness is a great strength all over. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, let's look at issues unfolding to our weaknesses. Self-help starts to be achievable when one realizes his weaknesses, as well as his strengths. It is divinely decreed that man is created with weakness. Allah Ta'ala says in Quran 4, verse 28, وَخَلَقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا, that man has been created weak. Man has been created weak. His weakness, or his weakness, can overcome him when he bounces into his heart desire. When man bounces into his heart desire, nothing more he can think of but that which his whims and caprices, his mind displayed for him. He will fall into the victim of that weakness of him. His weakness may control him when he climbs higher on the ladder of power. His weakness may stand out when he endows with wealth, money, knowledge, and when trapped in hiding talent. All these are types of weakness that are naturally and divinely built in every human being. When man is given to lead, you will see his true nature. When man has wealth, you will see the way he will behave. When he has knowledge, you will see the way he will behave. Those who don't even have the knowledge, look at the way they even behave. Talk less of you that have the knowledge. The talent that is hidden, that is on top, is being tapped. You will see him being arrogant, dengaposing, and even thinking that the whole world is what? At his disposal. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. My brothers, my sisters, the deen of Al-Islam. It is important that at the same time, man is given a very strong weapon, which if he uses it wisely, will turn all sort of his weakness into strength. That is the determination to transform into the ideal person you are meant to be. Because we are created with such weakness and surrounded by them. We may not realize it when we are falling to them. Every son of Adam is expected to fall to some of these weaknesses. At some point, at a point in his life on earth, if not now, then tomorrow, if not here, then there, if not public, then in private, you will see it happening to us. And in the end, كل بني آدم خطاعون وخير خطاعين توابين. That every son of Adam commits sin. Nobody is exempted. They commit sin. And Allah Ta'ala, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, وخير خطاعين التوابين. That the best of those who commit sins are those who repent from it. At those who return from it. The problem is not falling to the wickedness. It is in what you do after that. How you recover from it. We must come to terms with that. This helps us to become humble. We ourselves. It guides us to emphasize and sympathize for our fellow human beings when they too fall into their weaknesses. We begin to think on how we can advise them. You see, man, when he fall into it, and you say, man, you have fallen into error. Instead of him to agree, you bring another thing to do, and maybe want to deceive you, but you can deceive human beings. But I know nobody can deceive Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Can you deceive Allah? Can you deceive Allah? You cannot deceive Allah because Allah sees you and Allah is with you. So it is there for brothers and sisters left. Human to fall to your weakness and commit some sin. In other words, it is inhuman not to fall to your weakness because that will contradict with the nature of your being. That was created from clay in the hadith reported by Imam Muslim, from the narration of Khalid ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu, that the Messenger of Allah sallam says that لولا عنكم, that were you not commit sins, Allah would create people who would have committed sins. Ask for forgiveness and He will forgive them. Allah Ta'ala, Messenger of Allah sallam says, as in be you did not commit sins, Allah would have created another people that will commit sin and that will seek Allah's forgiveness and Allah will forgive them. So brothers and sisters, we're in the month of Tawbah. Month of Tawbah, month of Ghafara, month of forgiveness and mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Why is he waiting? Why not seeking forgiveness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Why not seeking forgiveness of Allah? Allah will certainly forgive you. May Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. This is not a call to mass gathering to commit masih, that is sin and disobedience to Allah. It's rather a reflection of our true nature, being created human beings. Allah Ta'ala say, وَخَلَقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Mankind are created weak. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for us. What is not expected from the son of Adam, it is to pretend righteousness while falling deep in the hole of sin. This comes in different forms. One of the forms is when he makes a prohibited act a permissible one. It could also be when he refuses to accept advice pertaining to his wrongdoing. Here is worth emphasizing that the only problem of Iblis is that instead of him apologizing and repenting for his wrongdoing and his interpretations of things, he went further to justify it. Iblis, after disobeying Allah, he didn't just stop there. What did he do? What did he do? He interpreted the verses of Allah. He now went ahead and justified his own action. Do you understand me? So you see, mankind, when he fall into error and sin against Allah, he will use some kind of tactic to defend that his error. Remember when Allah told us in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala said, وَإِذْ قَالَ الْمَلَائِكَةُ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. Iblis only him refused to obey Allah. Not just obey Allah, he become arrogant to Allah. And then Allah says, he disbelieved in Allah. So you can see arrogancy, what it can lead you to. So when you are wrong, you are wrong. And you cannot justify wrong to be right. As Muslims, we are bound to do mistakes. We are bound to fall into error. But the ability for all to accept our mistakes and correct ourselves and forge ahead and Allah Ta'ala to forgive us is what is paramount in our life. You can't be perfect. Mr. Perfect is Allah. The only perfect being is Allah. No human beings are perfect. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Period for that, brothers in Islam. You know, he refused to repent. So period to that, Iblis didn't know his limit. So he transgressed against the limit of Allah. He go beyond that. Telling Allah that Adam was made from clay, why I was made from a smokeless fire. I am better than Adam. Who is it addressing to? Who is he addressing to? Allah. He's challenging who? Allah. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So you can see the way Iblis found himself and he become a disbeliever. So this is to say, one may fall to his weakness and commit a sin, haram. But that does not in any way make the sin, nor committing it halal. Because you see, it doesn't mean that that sin is halal. You understand me? Sin is sin. And if you committed it, you need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So brother, likewise, following one desire, practicing any forms of bid'ah, innovation in Islam, does not make it permissible. Does not make it what? Permissible to all of us. So it is remain bid'ah, even if it is practiced. Even if he practices. And even if it emerges to be acceptable by everyone. Do we understand? It remains bid'ah. And nobody can create, can make corrections of bid'ah, that bid'ah is not bid'ah. Isn't it? وَكُلُّ بِدْيَةُ الدَّلَالَةِ. Isn't it? وَكُلُّ الدَّلَالَةُ فِي النَّارِ. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Moreover, my brothers in Islam, when we talk about sin and good deeds, they are not what you and I come together to decide whether they are good or bad. It is not me and you to decide the hope. When we talk about good or bad, is it me and you to decide good and bad? It is not me and you coming together to decide good and bad. The only absolute authority that has the audacity to say this is bad, this is good, is who? Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's why we have the Sharia to checkmate you and me and our attitude. So you need to remain and know that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is Allah. So practicing bid'ah, even if it emerges to be acceptable by everyone, that does not make it good. Do you understand me? I used to do it in Mecca now. That does not justify it to be Sharia. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. So they are what they are. So the good has been decreed by Allah. and the bad has been decreed by Allah. So it is not you and me to decide what is good or what is bad. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam descends, they are what the final revelation constitutes, which Allah descends to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah Ta'ala said to him, الْيَوْمَ الْأَكْمَلْتُمْ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ نِئِمَتِي وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينَ. That this day I have perfected for you your religion, completed my favor upon you, and I have chosen Islam, or I have approved Islam. I don't know, get this place very well, brothers and sisters. What it says there is a وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمْ إِسْلَامَ دِينَ. I have what? Some people translate the word, I have chosen Islam. But here, or in another translation, say, I have approved Islam for you as a way of life. Islam is the way of life. Remember that ayah in Surah Ali Imran that is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept no any other religion from you on the day of Qiyamah but that will come with deen of Islam. Do you understand me? That who comes with the deen of Islam. The religion in the sight of Allah is Islam. Submitting to Allah wholeheartedly. So brothers and sisters, Islam, for instance, doing that which is wrong, committing zina out of wedlock is prohibited. If there is one convenience in raising for each prohibition, it's because Allah Ta'ala prohibited it upon us. We don't know of any authentic soul that implies the other mammals get married before they have intercourse and reproduce. Likewise, the children of our father, Adam and Hawa, marry each other to them. Allah made it permissible, but to the other later generations and nations, Allah made it prohibited. Is it you to decide it? It's not you and me to decide it. Allah is the one to decide it. So in the same analogy, pork meat is not permissible for consumption. Do you know what is pork meat? You know what is pork? Do you know what is pork? Aladi. Isn't it? Pork is forbidden for me and you. The consumption of it is forbidden for consumption by Muslims. Had Allah Ta'ala did not disallow all from it, it shouldn't have been a problem to consume pork and lard. Our treatment for it would have been indifferent from how we treat beef. Similarly, we consume beef and some other red meat because they are made permissible for all to consume by who? Allah. Had they been made prohibited upon us, would have not have been able to consume beef. What is beef? Cow. And some other red meat. Our treatment for them would have been indifferent from how we treat pork and lard today. As much as we are permitted to consume some red meat, we are not permitted to consume the blood that comes out of it, the very least. Are we permitted to do it? To eat that? For example, I wanted to slaughter a cow one day here. Somebody come and say, Imam, please, I want to bring a plate. You put the blood for me. I want to go and give to my dog. But I know quite okay. He's not going to give to the dog. What do you want to go and do? You allow it to cool down, prepare it, garnish it, then eat it. You know the blood, they say it tastes very well. It's forbidden for you to eat it. And those are kind of things that some of our misuyas, they will tar the blood, they will keep it, and now cook the blood, and now use it as hanta, and be selling to people. Consuming haram, forbidden things. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. All this requires no reason for permissibility or prohibition. What is required is the sense of the obedience to Almighty Allah, your Creator, my Creator, your Cherisher, the Giver, the Taker, the All-Knowing, the Omnipotent, the Owner of the world, the owner of the heaven and the earth, your owner, your creator, the one which you cannot do without, Allah. And you see human beings justifying their evil deeds. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Therefore, brothers in Islam, it is pointless that we put in effort justifying why we want to break the rules of the law. We can only justify our fellow humans and possibly misguide some whom listen to us. But one thing is certain, we are not justifying it to Allah, because we cannot dictate to Allah. You can't tell Allah what to do. Can we? You can't tell Allah what to do. That's why Allah Ta'ala says to all that was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, take zakat from them and distribute it among the poor. It is Allah that said it, and you must comply with it. It's Allah Ta'ala that order you that was fast in the month of Ramadan. If you fail to fast, then you are wrongfully disobeying Allah Azza wa Jalla. In conclusion, brothers and sisters in Islam, this is what makes religion a stuff. Religion is to submit to the will of Allah. That is Islam, isn't it? Submit to who? The will of Allah. You and me does not have a will on your own, but you have the will of Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. Submission requires that we submit our desires, egos, to His command and instruction. Our desires, our egos, all to Allah's command and Allah's instruction. It is up to Him to decide what teachings He decree upon us. It's not for you to decide what Allah has made legal for you. Remember that surah in Surah Al-Ahzab, where Allah Ta'ala say it is not proper for a believing man and a believing woman to Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to have decreed a decision for you to have another doubt therein. But if you do that, you are far, far astray from the deen of Islam. May Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. Religion aims to take us from evil to righteousness. The deen aims to take us from what? From evil to righteousness. It does not intend to take us from our human nature with built-in weakness to angelic nature or sinless. But He wants us to be better and to be righteous in what we do. Therefore, brothers and sisters in Islam, when we discuss the correct and authentic religion of Islam, it is important to talk about the deen, not emotion or heart desires. Because we may err in interpreting some of His commands, and we repeat these minimum times, may almost 17 times in a day, isn't it? We repeat these almost 17 times in a day. اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. When you recite in Fatiha, you must read it, cook. You must read it, isn't it? So you have to be careful. You say to Allah, مَالِكِ يَوْمِ الدِّينِ إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينِ اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. You affirm Allah is the owner of the day of judgment. مالك يوم الدين. You say إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, that you alone we turn for help. Who do you turn for help? Allah. إهدنا الصراط المستقيم. You say, oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. In another narration or in another translation, oh Allah, guide us to remain on the straight path. This is the way you say it 17 times. You pray in every obligatory salah, you pray 5 times in a day. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all of us. This will keep us in the right track, and it will be in the even if we fall for our weakness, get our sin expiated for us, and Allah Ta'ala forgiving us, inshallah. This is Ramadan. Repent to Allah, seek His forgiveness. Your weakness is not determining your overall strength, but to use that weakness to build up your strength. If you've known your mistake, you've known your error, you correct yourself. And there you become a better human being. Brothers and sisters, here inshallah ta'ala, we'll be stopping today. May Allah ta'ala grant us mercy and understanding of the plan. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us. May Allah ta'ala forgive us our sins and trespasses. May Allah ta'ala unite Muslim Ummah all over the world. May Allah strengthen believers. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala guide them with guidance of tawfiq. May Allah ta'ala make it easy for all of us. We pray Allah ta'ala, our brothers and sisters that are in the hospital, may Allah ta'ala give them good recovery. There are people who find it difficult to do the fasting and break their fasting. May Allah easy their path for all of them. May Allah strengthen the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah ta'ala guide us. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والأفعف والغنى. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.